Some highlights from a busy weekend in sports. The 49th Hilburn-Patterson Harrelson County Invitational Basketball Tournament's in the books. Congrats to the ladies from Central. Perfect in the tournament. They go 3-0 and take home the girls' title. Central was led by Riley Rainwater. She was named the girls' tournament MVP. On the boys' side, Hoax Bluff, Alabama goes 3-0 to take the boys' championship. Notes involving the Bowden basketball team in that tournament. Caden Prothrow, in his three games, averaged 21.6 points per game along with 18 rebounds. He won the Ralph Hilburn Award, plus the Bowden backcourt of Alex Ortiz and Zaylin Allen, both named to the all-tournament team. The Central boys played in an event hosted by Model High School, the Big Blue Classic. They went 1-1 in that holiday tournament. With that split of the weekend game, Central will start this week with a record of 10 wins and 3 losses. College basketball yesterday, Georgia matches its best start to a season in 94 years. The best start goes back to the 1930-31 season. Dogs win yesterday, beat South Carolina State at home 79-72. They're 12-1 on the season. They did it the hard way, down 17 at the half. They scored 55 second half points, the most by the Dogs in a game this season in the final 20 minutes. They ended up with 6 guys in double figures to get to 12-1 for the year. Now the real season begins. The SEC, by far the best basketball conference to this point in the season. They'll start SEC play Saturday in Oxford, Mississippi at the Pavilion. Georgia on the road to take on the Rebels of Ole Miss in a noon tip. Meanwhile, some more news for Georgia. Carson Beck, he knew he wasn't playing in the Sugar Bowl. His career is officially over with the Dogs. He announced over the weekend he'll forego his final year of college eligibility, make himself available for the NFL draft. Gunnar Stockton expected to lead the Bulldogs at quarterback in the matchup Wednesday night, Notre Dame college football playoffs in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. That's an 8:45 kick. Ladd McConkey sets a Los Angeles Chargers all-time leading rookie receiving record for receptions and yardage. He did that Saturday. He now has 77 receptions, 1,054 yards, 7 TDs in his first season. Brock Bowers, 2 NFL records yesterday. Most catches in a season by an NFL rookie at 108. Most receiving yards by a rookie tight end. He broke Mike Ditka's 63-year-old record for the year. Bowers, 108 receptions, 1,144 yards, and 4 touchdowns. For the Bain Dental Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Paris.